on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Always good to hear from Bishop Daniel. We heard that some weeks ago, but I wanted to resend the message that he had to share. What with the deadline for the early bird registration for the set-apart event that they're doing in Dallas. So if you want to find the conversation we just had in the next couple days, you'll find it at abqconnect.online. A little bit of house cleaning before I introduce you to our next guests. Remember, this coming weekend, Easter, you are invited with everyone. Well, okay. Up to, what, about 40,000 people, which we've never had happen. So pretty much everyone's invited, right, to come out to University Stadium. I have seen, between 15 and maybe at the very most, I saw about 22,000 people in the stadium one Easter Sunday. But what a great opportunity. You know, Calvary Church, with some other churches over the years, has done this. But, you know, primarily Calvary spearheads it. But a reminder that this is a celebration for the body of Christ to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So many people come out to the stadium as, you know, part of the celebration, and then they go to their own place of worship. So if you haven't considered that, the invite is out there. And, you know, invite everyone. Make sure to bring someone with you, maybe someone from work or school. You've been talking to a little bit about the gospel, and I'll bring them out Sunday morning. The gates open at 6:30, University Stadium, and the service gets underway at 7:30. We'll hear worship music with guest artist Mac Brock and Calvary MSC. Pastor Skip, of course, bringing that life-changing gospel message. All the details are at EasterABQ.com. And with that, I'll introduce our next guests. Mary Gray Perdue is in studio with us, as well as Paul Fasiliak, both with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Neither of you strangers to this room or this broadcast. Thank you both for coming in again.
Oh, it's good to be here, Steve.
Really good. Thank you.
Always glad to have you with us. And I always like to start, because I never want to assume someone is aware of the organization. So let's start there. Website locally, I want to make sure that you have that, is johnnyandfriends.org, J-O-N-I, spell out and, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico, and you can follow along with some of what we're going to be talking about there today. But Mary, for those not familiar, what would you make sure that they know as we head into the rest of our time here?
Well, a wonderful organization started by Johnny Erickson Tata, and our goal is to help people who are living with disabilities, who need to be connected with a church. We want to come alongside our local churches and help equip them to welcome people with disabilities. We go under the Luke 14 mandate of going out into the alleys and the streets and bringing in those who are deaf, dumb, blind, poor, just bringing in those who are disenfranchised often, and helping them find their place in the body of Christ.
And their families.
Absolutely.
You know, as I kind of watch from the outside, man, I see how much Johnny and Friends really is part of reaching out to the entire family and making them actually part of the Johnny and Friends family, which is clear to see, too. One way that I've been able to see that more clearly is, you know, every month, you know, having someone on. And then last year, at last year's fundraising dinner, just a joy. I met a new friend, a new radio friend.
That's right, Brady. Brady was delighted to come in and talk about the experience of being at Family Retreat.
Yeah. Well, listen, go to johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And you can find out about some of the things we've already talked about and will talk about. Now, you've got some big events coming up. And in this first segment, I think we want to talk about some of the recruiting that needs to happen. But Paul and I were talking a little bit off the air before we came in. Very specific, you know, and I love that, Paul, you're able to articulate what the needs are for some of these upcoming events.
Well, absolutely. You know, I think that a real good segue with Bishop Daniel, we were talking earlier offline, is that KB Niehannan made a very poignant comment to me when I was young in my faith, is that you need to be good stewards of your resources, your time, and your talent. And family retreat cannot happen, or the ministry that we do cannot happen without our volunteers. And so at Family Retreat, we're doing a five-day retreat at Lone Tree Ranch in Capitan, New Mexico, where families will come, get 5 days of rest, refreshment in the Lord, fun, but total blessing for that whole family. The brothers and sisters of maybe a child with a disability, and mom and dad are there, other caregivers are there. We need volunteers to be a buddy one-on-one with that individual, be it an adult or be it a child, to be with them from like 8 o'clock in the morning during mealtimes all the way days long until about 8 o'clock at night, so that they can participate fully in our retreat. But it also gives that caregiver, those parents, an opportunity to reconnect with themselves, to have a time of rest, to be in Bible study, to be in small groups, to just be rejuvenated. And so many of our families are just, they can't wait to come to Family Retreat, and we need volunteers to serve.
And application is still happening for the event.
That's correct. We have a few spots left right now, so we would love for families who hear this, or someone who has a family member that struggles in the day-to-day, to come and get that refreshment.
Paul, back to the short-term missionaries, the volunteers that are going to come to be a buddy. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to Mary about this before. Do any stories stick out to you? Because when I think of this, I think it's kind of what I was just talking about when I made the introduction. It's part of that extended family.
Oh, yeah.
These aren't just a one-week relationship.
No, it's not. And really, it goes beyond just serving at or coming to the family retreat. Johnny and Friends is not the church. Yeah. You know, we're a peer church, and we want to equip the church to really be welcoming, be equipped, to be inviting to families. And so often our families are not coming to church. They don't know the gospel. We are very Christ-centered in all of the ministry that we do.
Right.
And so Family Retreat is totally Christ-centered. We want to connect them to a great church that has a home for them, and want them to be part of that family. But, you know, a favorite person I think of is Daniel, a young man that actually, it was here at this church. We did our first VBS for special needs back in the early 2000s. And Daniel went to Family Retreat, and I remember talking to his mom, and he was off with Gladys having fun. They were off in the distance, and you could see them. And every few minutes, his mom would say, "Where's Daniel? Where's Daniel?" Because that's so common of these parents. It's like they're always having to keep track of. And we kept saying, "It's okay, Sarah. Daniel's okay. He's right over there." And eventually, the calmness and the relaxation and the comfort of being there, you could just see the stress just dissipate. And it gives them that loving parent that freedom to connect with another mom while Daniel's having a good time, being blessed by God, and is a blessing to those that actually get to know him and serve him as well.
Right. And for the, you know, you mentioned they get to enjoy all the fun and what have you. For those not familiar with kind of the routine of what happens at a family retreat, kind of, you know, give us the theater of the mind experience going through a week at Family Retreat.
Well, it's an incredible week where the families get welcomed in. We do a little bit of housekeeping, and then they're off and running. So my sister attended for the first time last year, and she was exactly as you said, Paul. She was in charge. Her daughter, she wasn't going to be letting her go with anybody. It's okay. I'm fine. You can do this. And within half a day, she realized that this buddy was competent, and my sister was off and running over here, running to do zip lining and running over here to do horseback riding. So the week includes a lot of high adventure opportunities for these families. Things are adapted. So we have a quadriplegic who's doing zip lining or being hoisted up on a scissor lift to the 45-foot water slide and sliding down. We had a husband who said for the first time his wife was not just sitting and watching everyone, but she got to participate. And it chokes me up a little bit
yeah.
to know that they can come and experience things that they don't get to experience. So it's everything from small group Bible study, worship, to high adventure activities, to being like moms with other moms, being able to let their hair down and talk about some of the struggles and some of the blessings that they go through.
Yeah.
And where the kids or adult kids are off in their own groups having Bible study, doing crafts, and having so much fun. So it's truly a week of letting go and being able to receive from the Lord and be able to build community and then hear about. There are local churches here that will welcome them in.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to give a shout out to Lone Tree. Steve and the crew for decades have been down there doing great work. I know youth groups go there often, but I know Johnny and friends have been there for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And I love to hear about the various experiences. I want to go back to the buddies. Paul, speak to these potential volunteers who are listening right now.
Yes.
And you've heard the objections. Let me give you a chance to give some of the rebuttal to those objections because it really eases the mind and it makes people, you know what? I'm going to at least contact them and find out more.
Absolutely. You know, so often, well, first let me say, to be a buddy, to be one-on-one, you have to be a servant, meaning God calls us to serve him, and we need to be servant in our attitude of doing for others. And you have to have a heart of Christ to share God in word and in deed. Do you need special training? Absolutely not. The special training you're going to get when you get to camp. So all our volunteers show up on Monday, June 23rd. We spend like a full day of training, both a Monday afternoon, evening, and then Tuesday morning before the family arrives. We teach them, what's it mean to be a buddy? What are your responsibilities? How do you work with someone who's autistic or someone who has Down syndrome? How do I interact with? How do I communicate the gospel to them? How do I take them through, help them with their meals? And how do I communicate when they're nonverbal? What do I do? So there is no reason, there's no qualifications other than having a heart. And really, we want people to be called by God. And it's interesting. I want to share this with you, Steve. It was something that came up this Sunday, and I was hoping that my pastor, Pastor Aaron, was going to be here for the interview, but he couldn't make it.
And without going into details, just say a quick prayer for Pastor Aaron and what he's dealing with today, because there's a real reason he can't be here, and we appreciate all the hard work he does.
Yeah. Father God, I thank you for your body, and I think that you bring shepherds into the lives of your people. And I just pray for Pastor Aaron, the family that he's counseling at the loss of a loved one. I just pray that you guide and direct, that you provide grace and peace to them and a comfort to them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So in a teaching on Palm Sunday, that I want to connect it now to Holy Week, you know, the teaching was God can use your spontaneous yes to Jesus to make an everlasting impact. And in that teaching, Aaron was saying that the disciples went out to get the colt that Jesus would ride on, go to the owner of this colt and say, hey, the master needs this. And immediately, the Bible doesn't go into great detail. There was a debate on that. But he said, sure. And if you think about it, it's like someone walking up to someone who just signs the purchase of a new car, not even driven it
yet. Hey, the Lord needs your car.
The Lord needs your car. And so a spontaneous yes can have a lasting impact. And so I want to challenge the listeners today. Too often, if you're like me, you hear something, you go, oh, maybe I should do that. Or let me pray about that. And you don't give it a second thought. You don't really pray about it. And you let that opportunity pass you by.
Yeah.
So I want to challenge the listeners to have that spontaneous yes. I want you to call the office. The number is 505-835-5263. That's 505-835-5263. Connect with our staff over there and find out how you can sign up. You can go to the website as well. But God needs you. This event, this ministry, this blessing cannot take place without volunteers. So if you're 15 years old, on up to, we've had people in their 70s.
Yeah.
Can serve.
Yeah.
We need you.
That's a good place to go to our break. I know we got May Match to talk about, but we're going to take a quick break. And there's your tease. We're going to come back and let you know about May Match right after this on ABQ Connect.
Local matching.
All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Mary Gray Perdue and Paul Fasiliak with Johnny and Friends New Mexico in studio. The first segment, we talked about the need for volunteers at the family retreat coming up in June. I mentioned when we went to the break, the May match, which the match that has been gifted to Johnny and Friends, $26,000. Wouldn't it be great? You know, God can do this. Maybe there's just one person out there who's like, I can do that and cover it. There you go. There's $52,000 towards the getaway and the retreat. Now, is the main match, is that all towards getaway and retreat?
It's all towards those events, okay. Or maybe the marriage getaway as well, depending on how much we receive.
Oh, very good. Okay, and rescuing souls, that is the theme for the May match. Who came up with that?
Some smart person in our corporate headquarters.
Okay, well, there you go. And if someone wants to be a part of that. Now, Paul had mentioned a number. I'm going to give it again. 505-835-5263. That's 505-835-5263. Or you can go to the website, Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I-A-N-D, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And now we talked a little bit about the family retreat, the Warrior Getaway, a little bit different. It's reaching out to, now is this, I always forget, is it those who serve in the military and or military?
Military primarily, but we have had people come along who have served locally in
first responders.
First responders,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Someone dealing with a visible or invisible wound.
Yeah. And here's the thing with the Warrior Getaway, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, Mary, okay. Paul, the Warrior Getaway, these guests, they do not pay to go to the getaway.
That's correct.
That's completely covered. And that's part of why the fundraising is so needed. For this, how much does that differ, Paul or Mary, from the family retreat?
It differs quite a bit. The noise level of family retreat is awesome with the kids running around and having a ball. For Warrior Getaway, it's a smaller group.
Okay,
it's our veterans with their families or veterans individually, however they're comfortable coming or their family setup. And it's a quieter event. We have battle buddies that come alongside. We have a pastor. We have worship also. And then we have somebody teaching as well as a clinical person who can deal with, we need to talk about PTS, or we need to talk about the effect of the family. And the families all have their small groups. So the kids are with other kids whose parents have served, and what they need to deal with that. The spouses have a group where they can sit and talk together, and it is what has been the impact to them. And we're refreshing them. We're equipping them with good tools as well as some spiritual guidance and helping them to move forward.
Okay. Is there a cutoff date for application?
No, the sooner the better, so we can start some interviews and getting them in. But we see often that someone, maybe a couple weeks before that July 1st date, can say, okay, we're ready to go. There's, sometimes a little bit of, should I go? Should I not? We're encouraging them, please sign up and come along and find some respite and refreshment.
And Paul, just as much need for the volunteers for this event as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, I think it's so important to really understand when you're dealing with disability, with you're dealing with suffering, our hope is not in the current present situation that we live in. Yes, we need to have the tools and have that camaraderie and have that community that the church can be for that person. But our hope is really eternal for all people.
Amen.
And without understanding who Jesus Christ is and your position in Jesus Christ, all is lost. And so that's why it's so important that we bring these families in and that we teach them, we share with them the good news and give them an opportunity to accept Christ, to not only, and if they are believers, just to come alongside them and encourage them in the word. Because it's a challenging. I mean, Steve, my wife, Debbie, she's been in a wheelchair since she was about 20 years old. And it's a challenge day to day. But having being grounded in God and having Christ in your life is the key to everything. And that's why Johnny says everything that we do has to be Christ centered, gospel focused.
Yeah, we're talking about when we're talking about the family retreat and the warrior getaway, and then later the family retreat. We're really talking about life changing events for those who've been to a camp like that. Whether it was with Johnny and friends, or I think of myself, I went to Young Life camp as a kid. Life changing experience. You remember things from the camp for a lifetime, and I have friends. Now we have to connect on social media now because we've all gone our separate ways. But we mentioned in our first segment, these are relationships that are lifelong, and if you know Jesus together, they're for eternity. So it's really an opportunity.
You know, I love something that I always tell our volunteers is that I want you to go in brokenness and weakness, because God's strength shows up best in our weakness.
Yeah,
and it's not a matter of what I can bring to the table. It's what God can do through me.
Yeah. Amen.
And so our volunteers are changed.
You know, I'm going to share a quick story to support just that. And life lessons. On my second Young Life camp, it was a beyond trip for those familiar with Young Life, where we went from sea level to 7,500 feet, and it was 50-pound packs in the 80s when they didn't have REI, type packs. They really hurt.
Kelty packs.
Yeah. And I was an athlete. In spite of, you look at me now, I mean, I was an athlete then. And I was dying the first day. And I remember that first night saying, Lord, I can't do this. I am not able to do this. I asked for strength, and I asked, and besides, there was a girl on the trip that was doing better than I was. So the next day, I still hurt. But he gave me the mental fortitude to be right up with the guide, and it was just a great life lesson of here we are. He didn't necessarily take away the pain, but he will be with you through it, and he will strengthen you to do what needs to get done. I just share that real quick because there is life lessons to be learned at these events, and your family. We hope you'll be a part of it. We hope you'll volunteer. And churches. Paul, you mentioned getting churches involved with like the minute that we have. I do want to make quick note that New Covenant Church on May 9th is doing their respite event. That's a Friday night, I believe, at 5:30. And it's where the volunteers take over for the family who's been caring for the person with the disability, and it really frees them up and their caregivers to get out a little bit of respite, and they have a lot of fun at the respite's events.
Yeah, a couple hours that mom and dad, the caregivers, get to go take a nap, go on a date, get some rest, and while the kids are having fun.
All right. It is
for the person with a disability and their siblings.
Yeah, that's right. And let me give the phone number again real quick. 505-835-5263 or johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Paul, Mary, thank you. And thank you for the work that you're doing here in our community.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, God bless you.